fast enough. We're probably running down the sidewalk right now.
Can I ask one now, sir? We're ready.
Yeah, let's go ahead. It's time.
Recording in progress.
We'll let Jay take his seat, then we'll start. All right, we're set. Go ahead and call to order this regular meeting of the North Lyon County Fire Protection District Board of Directors. It is Thursday, September 12th, 2024. We are at 1800 hours. We'll go ahead and start with Pledge of Allegiance.
Jay, would you lead us?
Absolutely.
Thanks, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go ahead and observe a moment of silence. Go ahead and move on. Item number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. Do we have any public comment? All right. No public comment. We'll go ahead and move on. Consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda, discussed, and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approval of board agenda. 3B, review and approval of board minutes. And 3C, review of summary reports.
Make a motion that we approve the review and approval of board agenda, review and approve board minutes, review summary reports.
Okay. Have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That'll be 4-0 with one absent. Moving along. Item number four, discussion possible action regarding revenue and expenditures. 4A, enterprise fund revenue and expenditures, and 4B, general fund revenue and expenditures. Do we have any discussion on item four?
I'm missing.
So Casey, I know Casey wasn't going to be here today. She's got a family emergency type thing going on. I'm not sure. Shannon, do we know if those got published prior?
No, she didn't. Okay. She's been dealing with her mom. She didn't get it.
Okay. Alrighty. As we don't have our.
Yeah, I didn't see the summary reports either on 3C. Yeah.
So for our previous minutes, we will also have to have those pushed back into the packet. I know they exist, we just don't have them published in the packet.
Are we moving to remove?
Yeah, sorry, so do we need to modify the motion to approve the agenda by removing line item or agenda item four?
Okay.
Yeah?
I think 3C is a part of that.
And 3C as well, yeah.
Table? We could table it. It will include it in our next regular meeting.
I need to rescind my motion then, since 3C is.
I think it would be appropriate to modify.
Okay. So I'll rescind my motion.
I'll rescind my second.
Okay. So we have rescinded the previous vote on consent agenda. And I think at this time it would be most appropriate to table both 3 and 4. Until we have those both included into our next packets.
Which ones?
It'll be consent agenda, review of summary reports.
Because I think the board members.
And the board minutes 3B.
Yeah.
I think so, they're here, though.
Yeah. So
the minutes are here. Just
since I rescind my motion, I'll go ahead and make a new motion to approve consent agenda 3A and 3B.
All right. Motion to approve 3A and 3B.
I think you need to include the removal of item 4.
Yeah.
In your motion.
Will that be a new one? Okay.
Because you can't approve the agenda with that
right.
item on there.
So I make a motion to approve consent agenda 3A, 3B, and make a motion that we table agenda item 4.
Would you also add to your motion that we table 3C as well?
Yeah. And table 3C.
Okay.
Now I will second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We got through it. All right, moving on. Item number 5, discussion possible action regarding use of fire district property by Rotary Club of Fernley for upcoming community events. I'm imagining.
That is all of us.
I'm imagining that's you guys.
The entire audience.
You
please.
Want to go first? So, Roy Edgerton, for the record, member of the Rotary Club. I came, spoke to the chief. I talked to the union. We have, in the last several years, done the Thanksgiving dinner here for those that want to come and eat. And then we do that on Thanksgiving Day. Usually we're here about 8, get it set up. We're usually out of here by, we quit serving around 2, 1:30. And then we get out of here by 3. Also have the...
My name is Betsy Seip. I'm a Rotarian as well. I'm the current treasurer of our Rotary Club. And last year I headed up the Breakfast with the Grinch event, which since it began several years ago, our club has done here at the fire station in cooperation with you guys. And I'm starting our process of preparing for this year's event. And we're here to ask if you'll have us again, because we are a service club. We volunteer to help people and to provide services to our community and help the less fortunate. And it's a wonderful event we put on for Christmas for families to be able to come and bring their kids and have some fun, and we make it very affordable. That would all change if we can't do this as a community together, if we have to find a location where we have to pay a lot of money to do it. And we're a community along with the fire district here, and you're here to ask that you continue to help us out. The Grinch event is one morning, starts at about 8 a.m. over by noon. We clean up and get out of here by about 1. The day before, in the evening, we usually come drop some stuff off, but that is the extent of the time we actually spend here in the fire district. Everything else is done beforehand, not here.
Okay. What dates do we have for... These are two separate events, so we'll start with the...
Thanksgiving will be Thanksgiving Day. Actually, we do it on Thanksgiving Day. We kind of inherited from...
Okay, thank you.
The Lions Club, which inherited from a group of people who used to do it at the community center. And when they moved to the senior center, to the new facility, we couldn't use their kitchen, so we come here. Most of our food's prepared elsewhere, brought here, either commercially or we have 20 people cook turkeys and bring them, and,
28.
So that we can, that's why we use this facility. It's the only one available. The senior center, you just can't jump through the hoops. They just not. We use the bays, we have the serving, the steam, and the same with the Grinch.
And I should mention, the Grinch event we do in partnership usually with the Boys and Girls Club, because they have a great avenue to get the kids involved and to be able to help us with that. They've been wonderful with helping us do that the last 2 years.
Now that we cook on site, we bring in a bunch of barbecues and sit out back, and the kids cook all that stuff for us. And again, we use a steamer, the tables and stuff. And if we've run out of tables from here, We usually get tables from the community center. They're really good about lending us stuff.
What date do you guys have for the grid?
So we haven't set an exact date because we've always worked with the calendar that was here at the fire district. Typically, it's around the first weekend in December on a Saturday. But that date can be flexible, you know, a week or so either way. But it is something we would like to be able to get on our calendar very soon so that we can get our planning underway.
Plus, you guys own the Grinch suit.
That's true. It's in the closet over there. At least it was.
Wink, wink.
I mean, for all I know, it might have gone missing with a lot of other stuff over the past 5 years. So
well, the club will gladly buy one if we need it.
I'm sure it's somewhere. I'm sure we've got it. No one's stealing the Grinch suit that we know of. I have no issue using the building. I know in speaking with the chief, there was a conversation that was had, Roy, with you and the chief. And I think the point of contention or the hang-up is using the kitchen to cook, and it seems like it's been like the big pivotal point of doing it here is we allow you to use our kitchen.
The on-duty shifts traditionally, at least, have gone to the other station and ate there. But we always have plenty of food, and we always leave food for them. I always make sure we get a couple extra turkeys from donations so that each shift that's on duty gets something, and then we usually cover their Christmas turkey or ham or something for them. We try to be accommodating, but the last couple's years, they've just gone to the other station and made their meals there, and they bring their family there stuff. Matter of fact,
we're happy
year,
to feed them as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they know, and we leave a bunch of stuff on them. But last year, one of them complained because we gave all the cookies out, so I went and got a couple dozen cookies for him, come back and shamed him. But yeah, we normally work around it, and the on-duty shifts that I've talked to never had a problem with it, so yeah. At least nothing they would tell us about. And I spent 20, 30-some-odd years in fire service. I know it's an inconvenience, but they've always been really good about it, so. And we don't want to get off on the wrong foot with the chief or, you know.
And I'll just add, if there is something more we need to do better or do differently, we're open to whatever we can do as a community together to make this happen the same way we have. Or improve it.
The chief expressed a concern about insurance. We have insurance. We have millions of dollars of liability insurance through Rotary, and that's an off. And we can provide that. Because I know, and it's a valid concern.
It was a small piece, and if I can take a few moments to share some concerns, I did poll the staff. They are not interested.
Okay.
They don't want to clean up. They don't want to set up. They don't want to be interrupted. My philosophy as the fire chief is it's a holiday. These folks can't be at home on a holiday, so my expectation is to relax and have the families here. Now you're saying shoving six people, seven people, at the other station with their families, that doesn't fit very well.
Okay.
Well, I'm not opposed to the whole west end of this. We've moved the equipment to reduce our response times already, but I'd like to leave all that off. That's their home. That's where they have to live 48 hours at a time. So to interrupt that and on a holiday is cumbersome. So I fully support the Grinch.
May just interject, the Grinch is not on an actual holiday. It is in the very beginning of December.
Still interrupting their home. I mean, they're like somebody coming in your home every day. I'm fully supportive of the facility, and however we can accommodate that, I don't support interrupting their house. That is their home. I knock on the door before I even go in, because that's their home.
What needs, so obviously the venue is yours if you guys need to use it. As far as keeping these guys' home off limits, I think that's going to be the thing that we're gonna stay with. What needs do we have beyond that to make this happen here?
How else can we help?
Yeah, like ovens, cookware, like what is it that you guys don't have to make that work here by not using that kitchen?
So, and he can speak more to Thanksgiving. With the Grinch event, most of the cooking is done outside, and we can make that happen.
Okay.
Just needing the physical space outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
That part I can definitely work around. I don't know the extent of your facilities enough to know, but like there would be a situation where like we would need access to some sort of a sink.
Okay.
whether it's to wash hands or what.
I think that's something that we could look at, just a standard plastic self-standing sink we can run a hose to.
Or we can contact a vendor, don't take the name wrong, but Sandy Hut.
Yeah, they have all the portable stuff.
QuickSpace, that's probably a better name than Sandy Hut.
Cooking.
The steam table, I believe, belongs to the fire station. Is that correct?
Steam table belongs to the fire station. We bought some stuff for it. We still need to wash those pots and pans.
Yeah.
And the utensils that we would use and stuff. We could probably do... I don't think it. We could work if we could work on this end of the building. If that's what you want. We could do the Grinch. I don't think that would be a problem because that's breakfast stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could do without the kitchen. I don't know that I can do
Thanksgiving.
So, we'll just find another alternative.
I mean, it's a single oven with a stovetop, a standard residential stovetop. I feel like if we got, I mean, I have two electric ovens for turkeys I'd be willing to donate for the day to cook.
I have a couple comments.
Sure.
So I actually host a Thanksgiving for my staff, and it normally ends up being 25 to 30 people, which of course is a much smaller scale than what you're looking at. But we do not have a commercial kitchen, and so I normally rent the clubhouse at the golf course. And I take I normally take two turkeys and a ham, and I take them in a roaster pan, I take my cutting boards and everything, and I do as much as I can there. I don't depend on them for their amenities. Really the only thing that we use in theory is their bathrooms, for that. But it can be done. You just have to think out of the box without inconveniencing the staff in their home. It can be done. It's just a matter of preparing, and maybe you prepare your turkeys and you already have them sliced and put in the roasting pans here. We can provide the electricity and all of that. And I do think that QuickSpace and different things, they actually have mobile units that you can use for hand washing stations for restrooms. Because that might be another thing. Are they going to impede them by using the restrooms at the end of the station.
If I may, I can appreciate where you're coming from, especially as a business owner myself. That's an expense your business takes on from the nonprofit perspective of the way we do our events as part of Rotary and Rotary International. The reason that we've been fortunate to do it here is it's eliminated a lot of those expenses, like renting and
That wasn't my point, was the expense. My point was that we have been able to maintain that without having a sink. I've been able to prepare all of my food and everything. It wasn't where the building has taken place or where it's housed. It was that we can actually prepare the food ahead of time and our home kitchens, whatever, and then we take it, and that is just where we have it. So it would be no different than having it housed here. It was nothing about a monetary expense, just for clarification.
Yeah, if we do, like we normally do, 300 or 400 people, mm-hmm. I have to have a kitchen. There's no way the health department. We've got to be able to clean and keep that stuff hot.
Right.
We've bought over the years pans and stuff, and we usually go to the restaurants. They'll make the mashed potatoes and gravy and stuff, and we'll bring that stuff back. And we've gotten it to the point where we still have to wash them when we're done and stuff. And so the Thanksgiving gig, we can do something else. The Grinch, we can probably do in here, but even that, they're going to need to use those public restrooms, because you got that many people. It's tough.
Well, I don't know if those are part of the living quarters or not.
The ones in the bays are, they shouldn't be, because they've got their own. Chief, is that an issue using the bay bathrooms?
I would, let me reference the union. I don't think that's an issue, the bay bathrooms, because they're not coming into living quarters.
That'd be fine.
You know, this is hard for me, Roy, because I participated in this as a volunteer, been down here helping deliver meals, and I agree, and I am sympathetic to the chief and the staff's concerns with basically we take over their living quarters for that day, because I remember the last time I was down here that it was the delivery the year we cooked down here, and it was chaos in their living quarters, and as you said, you've done these before and you understand the convenience, but this is hard for me because I've been part of this for years, and now, you know, that we're having to make a decision to basically ensure that we don't disrupt the staff's day, and having them pick up and clean up and set up and basically be free labor for the day. And so this is a hard decision for me, and I don't know what the right answer is, but I am sympathetic to the chiefs and the staff's concern that it feels like that basically we may be taking advantage of them for that day.
I'm a favor of, I realize the inconvenience of the union stuff. We can pull the Thanksgiving dinner and just do shut-ins. We'll do that somewhere else. We've done that for Christmas, and we'll just tell them, but we can't do it publicly anymore. The Grinch, though, I was hoping we could be able to do that here. Again, maybe just do it on this end of the building, but we would need those bathrooms.
Bathrooms are a problem.
300-400 people, and even if you stop them all in here, you got to have some restrooms.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like the 4th of July when people are standing on the sidewalk and walk for 4.5 hours. We let them use the restrooms.
Yeah,
because there's no
that's not a problem.
And that was even already addressed that we'll be. Yeah.
But it's a minimum disruption. Other than this room, we fill it up with toys and stuff. And, they'll be in and out. I don't think the Grinch does anything in the living quarters at all. Other than we used to cook over the patio over there because their natural gas was there and we had the barbecues there, but we can find some barbecues and do it out here.
You were talking about donating, what did you say?
That's for like the Thanksgiving thing. So before we go.
I have a portable sink and wash station or whatnot that I use in my backyard.
I got a big three-burner stove.
Huh?
We got a big three-burner Camp Chef.
Yeah,
that's usually what we use for that, for the Grinch. It just doesn't quite work for the Thanksgiving dinner. Logistically, it's just too tough.
What part of it is tough?
The fact that I've got mashed potatoes and
there's a lot more
remainders. We provide some of that, cooked a lot of that, prepped on a lot of stuff. It's just not something I can do in a stall. So we'll look for something else. But at least consider the Grinch if you.
Oh, absolutely. So Grinch wise, what needs does the Grinch event have? Bathrooms, we've got you covered. The space, tiers.
The steam table. Being able to use the steam table.
Yeah, we can get that.
Don't take it wrong. It's their space. Anything outside of that, I support 100%. I don't want them to be interrupted in their daily lives, especially on the holiday. It's a holiday. Everybody, even law enforcement, gets to go home after their 8-hour shift on a holiday. These folks don't get to go home on a holiday. So my expectation is take the day off on duty, bring your family. And I want them to relax and enjoy the little bit of holiday that they can in between the 15 calls.
December 7th is the first Saturday in December. Do you want to maintain that first Saturday?
As a tentative thing at the moment, yes, I need to take this all back to the club and confirm that everybody's on board with all of these changes and doing it differently. Okay. But I can get that resolved within a week. Like, let's get a confirmation.
And if there's other needs, feel free to ask. We want to help keep this thing going because it is a big deal.
I think we borrow your big coffee pot.
We bought our own last year.
We bought one last year, and we've used some of your jugs and your garbage cans that will fill up, and we fill up the dumpster and stuff out there.
I think the only off-limits thing is the quarters. Living quarters, it's their home for a third of the year, if not more. That's the only issue. That's it. Anything else that we can help accommodate, space-wise, equipment, we can do that. We would obviously ask that the cleaning is on you guys.
Oh, of course.
If they want to volunteer, that's their choice.
And that was always my impression of what it had been, but
that wasn't always how it was. Now
I wasn't aware of that.
No, it was voluntold for many years to do it. So if they want to volunteer, we're not going to tell them no. I would imagine not. So, but yeah, if you guys need the space, and if there's any other needs that you need, you said you'd come back in a week, let us know. Whatever we can do to help with that. We're just going to keep the living space off limits for public.
So who should I come back to in a week? Last year I worked with Casey, I believe. Is that who I need to let know?
I think that'd be appropriate.
Or,
Casey Lee's?
Or myself, just because she's busy with some family stuff.
Okay, how would you like me to do that? How do I reach you?
I will give you my phone number.
Thank you very much.
Very simple.
So we're good on Grinch. Grinch is okay. We'll say tentatively December 7th. What time do we normally start that?
I would be here about 6. The event would start at 8, and it would end at noon. And our goal would be to be cleaned up and out of here by 1.
Okay. And then, so Roy, what can we do to make Thanksgiving still happen here without using that kitchen?
What are your needs? Because all worth looking for.
Keeping food warm, we can probably get some of those big hot boxes.
We've got those hot boxes. Okay. We've got that. It's just, I don't know. At this point, I'm not sure what I'd have to do. It's just, I'm worried about the kitchen, like I said. It's the health thing.
Could we stagger delivery of everything like we do the turkeys?
Well,
we give people time to bring them hot turkey
still,
every 30 minutes. Could we do that
still
with other things?
Pretty tough nut for me to crack. I can try the senior center. We have borrowed when we did the spaghetti feed, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And we borrowed your steamer. We got someone to bring it down there. A couple of guys brought it down, and we got it hooked up and ran it on a generator, and that worked. They just won't let us in their kitchen because it's a commercial kitchen. They get raided by the state, so unless you hire an employee, another employee's going to work on Thursday. So we'll figure something out.
William Shattuck, for the record, I'm the president of the Rotary Club. I see where the kitchen is one of the hang-ups on the Thanksgiving is because when we're doing such a large amount of stuff, the health department, when they're dealing with poultry, has really finicky guidelines of it must be at this temperature, and your things that go with it must be at this temperature, which is why reheating stations aren't as good as bringing it to temperature and then serving it right away. With that said, it sounds like we're working on a logistical issue on can we make it work for the food, but currently you're okay with us using the facility outside of living quarters. So if for tonight's agenda item you could be open to approving us to use it both days, then I think the nuances could be hammered out later. And if we don't use it for Thanksgiving, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
But if we don't get it approved for use on Thanksgiving, then we're down to water. So my recommendation would, or my ask would be, could we have both events approved for outside living quarters, and then we'll work out the minutia outside of your board meeting.
Absolutely.
Very good input.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with doing it here. It has everything to do with not using the living quarters. That's the only change that's being made. Anything we could do to help accommodate the logistics beyond that, just ask. We still want it. This is important for the community.
We
absolutely.
I support you. Obviously.
Yeah. So we will say tentatively December 7th for the Grinch, and then tentatively Thanksgiving Day for
28 November
meal prep. You said the 28th
November, right?
Yeah.
And then if you do choose to use the station, Roy, what times would you be looking at on that day?
We usually start 7 till about 3.
Perfect.
7 being your startup time?
Yeah.
I mean your setup time, and then?
Setup time, and we start serving usually at 10 till 2 or 10 to 1.
All right.
We have to make a motion.
Was there any other discussion from the board on this?
No, you know, like I said, I was hoping we could find a way to get to yes, but still ensure that we took the chief and the staff's concerns into consideration with still being able to serve the community at the same time. So I'm glad hopefully we find a way to get to yes and basically meets all everybody's objectives for these two events.
I'll entertain a motion that we approve the Rotary Club of Fernley to use the facility here at North Highland County Fire Protection District for Thanksgiving, November 28th, tentatively time from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and their Grinch breakfast, tentatively set for December 7th from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., minus living quarters.
I'll second that.
All right, motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Or.
So I have one question. Do you have any heartache with the cadets helping us?
No, sir.
Okay. It worked out really good. They seem to enjoy it. And the part is that if the staff leaves the station, I've still got somebody from Northland that knows where things are. They're really conscientious. You have a great group of cadets, so I would like to be able to ask them if they would volunteer. Some of them do, some don't. You know,
support that 1,000%.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. That's all I have.
And then to tack on to that, Becky, would the volunteers be interested in helping out with that as well?
I will reach out to them. Okay. I usually bake cookies.
Well, your cookies are covered.
No, where I'm coming from.
Store bought ones.
Awesome. And let us know anything between now and then if things need to change, if there's anything else logistically we can help with to accommodate this. We're not saying no to the event. We're just saying no to living quarters. So we still want to keep this stuff going.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thanks. It's no, greatly appreciated.
And next week I'll reach out to some vendors that I know logistic-wise with portable sinks, hot water. Water bags.
Yeah. And if you need generators, I got a few of mine that I'm willing to give you guys for the day. Ovens, you mean whatever, tables. I'm sure other people would step up and help out too.
Okay, thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to move on. Item number 6, discussion possible action, enter in an agreement for ambulance billing services with Oso Sharp LLC, DBA Sharp Ambulance Billing. This looks suspiciously like your agenda item, Chief.
It sure is. as you know, we are dissolving the current billing effective October 10th.
Thank you.
Worked feverishly, did a lot of homework. Oso Sharp, 2% less. They do their heart collections internally, and they have about a 3-5% no pay. That's phenomenal. However, it is demographically driven. He said there's no promises because I don't know your community. He says it could be 8 or 10%.
Yeah.
But on the average, that's what they have. They do a lot in California. Several Northern Nevada agencies are using this company, and all the agencies are happy with them. This is a one-year trial. They're happy to do that, see where it goes. That's the best we came up with, and it's pretty doggone good looking across the board.
I skimmed the contracts. The only clarification that I had is, are they asking for a percentage off of what we send out, or will we actually get
only
back?
Returned.
Yeah.
Only returned.
That's good. Well, I know that we've already committed to moving away from the previous billing. 1 year trial seems fair. We'll give these guys a shot if we've got other agencies in the area that have used them and they've got no complaints. I don't see why it's a problem to let them have at it for a little bit.
They run a lot of the smaller departments in Nevada. Yeah. They'll go, I don't know, they're doing a lot of them. Yeah.
Any thoughts?
No. Well, looking at the memorandum, kind of explains everything, and I think since it is a recommendation that would be in the best interest business-wise as well, and I think that's something that we should move forward with and accept. So, you need to make a motion?
I think we're going to wait for Debbie to finish double checking. I mean, if we don't want to do this, we'll just send you house to house, Jay, collecting.
Sure.
After 6 p.m.
I've never met her before, but I think it'll be a good experience.
It'll definitely be good an experience.
Way, yeah, it will be.
May not be a good one.
I do have a question. Sorry.
Go ahead.
So is it electronically transferred like it is now, or when they do the run and everything's put into the system and then it's just transferred to?
We've already beta tested them with the new software and it's working flawlessly.
And they carry their own insurance on them, so they're bonded as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think they, don't quote me, it's been a few weeks. They're in the neighborhood of 90 to 100 plus agencies that we go for. Unlike the 9 the other one did.
Yeah. Yeah, made such a great idea, didn't it?
I like the fact that it's, you know, a trial for 1 year. Then if we like them, we want to continue, do they have a term of contract, or how does that?
Whatever we want.
Okay.
They definitely, everybody likes a 3 to 5 year contract.
Right. Right.
But you said, I'm happy to do it 1 year, we'll prove to you how.
It seems pretty low risk to me.
Yeah.
To give them a try.
No, I agree. I just, you know, it's a lot better than trying to get into something that's 3 to 5 years and miserable. And,
well, you got to look at the big benefit too, right? So the current billing company, anything that they don't get a collection on goes to NBF in Carson City. Carson City hard collects and they keep 50%.
Keep 50.
And their collections are in house, these guys are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve and accept the agreement for professional ambulance billing services between North Lyon County Fire Protection County Fire Protection District and Oso Sharp LLC, DBA Sharp Ambulance Billing.
Second.
All right. Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Going to be 4 with an opposed, 1 absent. Moving along, item number 7, Fire Chief Report.
Hopefully I'll have time to look at this. Yep. Just short and brief update, the ambulance purchase. So through the ARPA funds from the federal government that were distributed to the counties, Lyon County Commissioner earmarked $300,000 specifically for an ambulance for North Lyon County Fire Protection District. Two caveats in that. One, we gotta be locked into an agreement for purchase by December 31st of this year, and it must be delivered and paid for by December 31st of 26. So we're working with one of our previous builders, Northwest Braun. That's what a lot of the agencies are actually going to. Sounds like Staff Lights. So that's probably the way direction we're going. So we're still kind of in that specification piece of it. You know, reality is the cost is probably going to be looking at it about $330,000, but that's 2 years out.
Yeah.
And that's using the HGAC route to get that pricing.
I mean, we know we're going to need them.
Yeah.
With as much as we use them.
Yeah.
So,
and they can guarantee delivery July 1 to December 31st. They'll meet that delivery under a contract for us. Any questions on the ambulance?
No.
And it'll all come back, you know.
Yep.
Just want to give you a heads up on it. Same thing with health insurance. I talked to labor today. We're going to be sitting down looking at some new health insurance that is much better for our folks and probably a lot cheaper. Specifically, we're going to be looking at the IAFF insurance. After speaking with Chief Rich Harvey in Central Lyon, they jumped on it 2 years ago. So the biggest mistake he made was not jumping on it 5 years ago. So it's saving them thousands of dollars. It's countrywide and nationwide coverage. with a lot of additional options for Cancer Cares, all free of charge. So it'll be one that Labor and I talked about that we're going to go after pretty hard and see what they can offer us.
That sounds good.
So we'll be bringing that back, obviously, before the first of the year.
Chief, I would assume that that would also make your group much larger.
Correct.
So it's more affordable versus just doing it a district-wide.
They've got a couple hundred thousand members.
Yeah.
It's a nice pool.
So more to come on that. The wildland response piece. Wow, we've been busy all over the western U.S. We've had a brush truck on the Plumas since the first-ish of July, doing crew rotations. Our engines responded to several fires with structures threatened and lost. Anywhere from Schurz, Washoe County, obviously. Matter of fact, we still got a Type 6 on the Davis fire right now. It's definitely taxed our folks in the station. Command and train is full. We're kind of working around that, doing some preventative health and letting people take days off and dropping staffing a little bit that the union agreed to. So that's all a good stroke. Everybody understands the purpose behind it. And then, you know, I'm done with my commitment for the year, responding to national fires. I did include two of my evaluations for y'all, just so you can see the work that I do out there. But again, I'd like to publicly praise and thank our career staff for their continued dedication to serve, and whether it's responding to the fires or covering the stations, they're doing a phenomenal job. Hats off to Labor. Yeah, thank you. Any questions on wildland response? The last thing I got in here is the budget update. I know it's been tough since the beginning of the fiscal year. Ms. Shannon informed me yesterday we deposited our third ad valorem check. So we'll make payroll. That's good news. That's all I have.
Thank you, Chief.
All right. We'll move on to item number 8, reports of directors. Director Skinner, would you start?
Sure, I just want to, you know, extend my gratitude to our staff for, you know, to be diligent to be able to help the fires that we've been tasked with, and, you know, hope that I know that we have one that is in that area where the fire is, and so, you know, my hope and my prayers are with everybody that we can remain a house within a house, and express my gratitude to everybody. The other thing, kind of on a, I serve on the board for the Senior Advisory Committee for the City of Fernley, and they like to have guests come in and kind of share projects or services that they can offer for the community. And when we did the health, it's not a survey, but they did the health thing at the senior center. JT was there with the vials for the, you know, for the medicine bottles that you put their prescriptions in and put in there. What did you call it?
Vials of life.
Vials of life. And so they had asked if that was something that we could possibly have the a representative from the district kind of share with the board for the community for that. And I know that at that time we're and still continuing to just kind of change the roles of how things are going, so I just wanted to kind of put it out there. Maybe that's something we could work on. They meet every other month on the second Friday, so the next meeting will be in October. But if that's something we can kind of put together, and I thought, in addition to that, you know, if we can really kind of let people know about the Silver Saver program, I know that's something that I try to participate with my family. You know, it contributes to the department for, I think last time I paid it was $100 for coverage for my family, you know, and kind of helps with, if there was an emergency, it takes care of the ambulance cost, you know, which a lot of times insurance doesn't do. And I think it's something that the citizens of Fernley don't, they're not aware of. And if they are, they have forgotten. So it might be a way to, it's not going to generate hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars, but it would be a way for them to see that we do have something to give back to the community. So that's all that I have.
I think actually, Shannon, we've had people renewing it because I've heard them come to your
window
quite a bit.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of, I mean, a lot of them have renewed it. But
I tell a lot of people.
And a lot of new people do come in because they hear it from their friends. And just today, a guy came and picked one up for his neighbor. So the word does get out. I mean, it does need to be more, but yeah, it is.
I'll add that to like a monthly media push too.
Okay.
I threw some media out there. It's kind of an interesting piece on the fire. Reached 42,000 people, over 1,800 reactions. We got over 300 new followers to the page.
Wow.
So we're going to put North Line on the map.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's something that I can add in a really simple, build a flyer. And
I think, you know, with the holidays coming, you know, people want just that added security. I know for me, you know, I've got a daughter that's expecting. You know, it's just one of those things that anything can happen. And so, you know, it's a minimal cost compared to what the expenses can incur fast.
So. Yeah. We did hit it hard in the past, and I want to say we were generating, don't quote me, on our best years, we were probably up in that 10, 15, close to 20,000 range.
That's awesome.
However, we were marketing it very heavily, and right. It's been a very long time since we've done it.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw one. It's also a benefit to these guys when they go to these houses, and it's an education piece too. Like if you've got a DNR pulse, put it somewhere obvious for the crews. So we're not running into issues with that. And that's a big liability. That could become a big liability thing and save us in the long run by preventing that stuff. It was also good because it provided people with, you know, jot down all your allergies, all your medications, give us some contact info. It makes it easy just to grab that off the fridge or wherever they're keeping it in plain sight for these guys to get them out of the house faster, and it helps our billing because now we have all the information we need to bill. So, and the parameters for that were you had to have private insurance. I don't think it was available to Medicare, Medicaid, don't quote me. I'd have to look at the conditions again, but it was a good program. It was a good education thing too, and I think it helps the crews.
Well, and I mean, we have, you know, in theory, we have two events that we're going to house for the community.
Yeah.
You know, it might be something not to write on their parade, but just kind of to provide a service that people don't remember.
Yeah.
You know? So I know I tell people a lot because it is, you know, it helps the department and it will help you.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt about it.
Jay?
Mm-hmm. Just gratitude to all the guys that are working their butts off with these fires. One seems to be kind of winding down and there's another one that's popping up. But my hat's off to the guys that are out there working hard on these fires. So thank you to our fire department, firefighters, and everything they do. So. That's all. I don't have anything important.
Yeah, the last city council meeting, the city's special use permit was discussed, and it was a robust conversation between staff and citizens. Becky, I think you were there. I think I saw you on the video. Not sure where that's going with their one-stop shop for their special use permit. Obviously, the major contentious issue is the fee structure that they set up for that wasn't very well. But as you and the staff continue to work, because the question was asked by one of the council members, was the city collecting North Lyon County's fire money? And they said, no, we're not at this time. So just as you continue to work with them, if they continue to pursue their special use permit, one-stop shop, I'm
like
sure.
The mass gathering permit fee?
Yeah, the $25, yeah. And the other only other item I've got is, prior life, I was an agency administrator, and I know the decision process when it comes to ordering in a team to manage an incident for you. What I do also know and have a deep appreciation for is the community's appreciation for what you guys do when you come in on the teams. I mean, from Washoe County, Plumas, Idaho, and everywhere else you've been in the last 2 months on fires, I know every one of those community members appreciates your efforts and what you do, and for the staff who stayed back here and had to pick up the extra load, thank you too, very kindly. So, that's all I have.
All right. I have nothing. And Harry has nothing.
Harry.
Moving on. Fire Marshal has nothing. Oh, sorry. Emery.
You got little Fire Marshal.
Fire Marshal Jr. You got anything for us?
Aww. I've just been helping Jim and whatever possible.
Anything big coming in that we can talk
just
about?
Just River Ranch. Those apartments are going up quick.
Yes, they are.
Sometimes three times a day going out there and getting stuff done. Signing off.
Are you guys finding yourselves over at that Inglewood Drive, that, I don't know what you'd call that,
meadow.
Little shopping, the meadow, the shopping
center? Oh, the meadow's Inglewood? Yeah.
That looks like it's starting to pick up, too. They're building some more stuff.
More buildings are going up. And then new businesses are coming in to the ones that were vacant.
Good.
And the new car wash just opened up in front of Walmart. Well, the final was
another car wash.
Yeah. You get your car wash in a lot of places here.
Pizza and car wash.
They missed their window by a couple weeks. They would have had a great opening. Thanks, Steve.
You bet.
Staff.
No.
Final answer.
Nothing.
All right.
Look at me.
Volunteers.
So when we go out to events, we do take the Ambulance Saver program things. We haven't been taking the Vials of Life, and that's something we could probably add in there. Before, we've also had it out on the sign up front about the Ambulance Saver program, because the year starts the 1st of July. A lot of people are interested, but there's a lot of people who take them. There's a lot of people that renew. So, it's good. I know that the state to the west of us, the governor there, whatever your insurance doesn't cover, you no longer have to pay. You just wipe it up. The volunteers had 5 take the agility test on Monday, and all 5 passed. So we have a bigger group of volunteers, and we have enough Steves that we have a Steve 5.0.
Just going to number them now.
Yes, we have started numbering them.
Thank you, Becky. Local 4547.
The only big thing to report from us was, as you guys may or may not know, the big IFF International Conference was held at the end of August. I don't remember the exact date, but during that conference, the entire international voted unanimously on the resolution put forward by Local 4547 for the censorship of former Fire Chief Jason Nichol. So he has been censured both at the state and the international level. And that's a good God, I'm dying. That's all I got.
All right. City of Fernley. None here. Move on. Item number 9, public comment. There's no public here. I got to read this again. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation until it has been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person. Unused time may not be reserved by the speaker nor allocated to another speaker. The public may comment on any matter that is not specifically included on an agenda as an action item or comment on a specific agenda item. Items not included on the agenda cannot be acted upon other than to place them on a future agenda. There's no public here. There's no public comment. Move on to item number 10. Adjournment. These meetings are less sporty.
Recording stopped.